We appreciate you being here on the live mint stage. You have a drop in 15 minutes. It'll be unpaused. We'll talk a little bit about the drop mechanics a little bit later on, but I would love for you to kick things off by telling us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I got my start in North Carolina. I went to RISD for my college and did not study anything even remotely computer related. I sort of bounced around the world of digital advertising for a couple decades and ended up in New York City, where I started my current company, Rare Volume, and we're a design and technology studio located in Chinatown in Manhattan. And when I'm not working on projects for Rare Volume, I'm pursuing my personal art, which is generally in the field of generative and procedural systems, often sort of based on natural processes and phenomenon.
And when you were starting to get into, you know, generative art, were there any artists or specific pieces of art that kind of inspired you early on?
Well, so early on, it was the days of using Macromedia Flash, and there were definitely some names there that inspired me. People like Josh Davis and Eric Natsky and PressTube were all, I mean, I think, you know, maybe those names aren't directly associated with generative art at that time, but they were definitely the ones that sort of got me started on this path. And then I started to hear about this thing called processing that Casey and Ben were working on. And some of my Flash peers were starting to create things with processing. And that's when I've got much more interested in the procedural aspects of coding, because it forced me to actually learn code. Whereas with Flash, you could sort of cheat your way around some action script. But with processing, it was, you know, it was a proper coding language. And when I realized how powerful it could be to use code, even just to make, you know, cursor trails or particles that are sort of aware of each other, that's got me super interested, because in the world of Flash, it's often like keyframing and manual labor. But with a more procedural setup, you can create a system and then it sort of animates itself for you. And that's always full of surprises. It's the surprises that keep me interesting with procedural art.
Excellent. And yeah, I want to talk about your project in just a minute, but I'm curious to know, like, how you got, you know, into NFTs and the crypto space and eventually learn about Arblox.
Kicking and screaming. I'd been hearing about the NFT space, I'm sure, like, you know, most people like me, via friends on Twitter. I didn't understand it for the longest time. I sort of dipped my toe in and posted some work on a foundation, but there wasn't much interest, and, you know, it scrolled off the homepage and nobody ever saw it again. So I sort of sour grapes the whole thing and just decided to turn my back on the NFT world, because, you know, why not? And then I was talking to a friend who said that I should check out places like Artblox and FX Hash, because it sort of caters to my skill set more than places like Foundation and Super Rare, where it's often still images and renders. But with places like Artblox and FX Hash, you could write a procedural system and post that, and then people would buy sort of iterations of that code. And I thought that was a much more sort of fascinating workflow. And so I did three drops on FX Hash, and I started to sort of better understand how that world works, and incorporating features and just having a better idea of how, you know, it's going to be split between collectors and flippers and people that are genuinely interested in the art. And so having a better idea of the audience sort of prepared me for Artblox, and I applied and was accepted, and you know, but 3 months later, here we are.
And we're super excited to have you here at Artblox. I really, really love your FX Hash projects. I think they're absolutely stunning. But I do want to talk about your project, Ancient Courses of Fictional Rivers. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the inspiration and the idea behind this project?
Sure. The original inspiration was Maybe a couple decades ago, a friend of mine had one of those Harold Fisk Meander maps up on his wall, and I just thought it was a beautiful piece of cartography, and it sort of stuck with me. And then I think a little while after that, Kottke wrote a really nice sort of poetic post about how beautiful those maps were, and so they were always just sort of in the back of my mind. While using Houdini, I was experimenting with some erosion effects to try to figure out if I could get Houdini to erode a landscape in a way that created meanders naturally, and it just didn't work. I couldn't get the resolution for that effect to sort of occur naturally. So that's when I started to try to code the system so that I could help influence that that erosion effect. After I got a decent prototype of the meandering system working, I started to remember those Harold Fisk maps and thought that it would be a really interesting project to try to create a generative system that would attempt to simulate that aesthetic as best I could. And so I created a project in Houdini that that generates maps sort of in the style of Fisk. And then when it came time to explore something for Art Blocks, I really wanted to stick with that algorithm, because the thing about the maps that I was making is they were just still images that you could see after the fact. But I find it much more compelling to see the river actually moving and creating those forms instead of just seeing the result. So that's when I started to work with making the algorithm, you know, run in real time. And porting it to JavaScript was an interesting challenge, because I haven't coded JavaScript in, you know, 10, 15 years. So it was definitely a learning curve, and I certainly got some help along the way. But once I saw it running in real time and producing these great patterns, then, the rest was pretty easy to slot in. I wanted it to be more colorful. I wanted it to be more vibrant than the maps. I still wanted aspects of the maps to be present, but I did want this to feel like a new project, because it was definitely more sort of a like a love letter to the movement of the system itself, and not just the resulting image, which is printable.
Cool. And I do want to touch base a little bit about the palette, the color palette selection went with this project. Yeah, I noticed a couple of them. I was looking at some of the testaments, and some of them were like the classic map, and then obviously you had the black and white. But I'm just curious to know, like, how you go about selecting color palettes.
So a lot of the palettes were sourced from sort of historic maps like the Fisk maps and variations on those color palettes. And I was also very much inspired by the time that I spent in Iceland. So a few of the palettes are based on some of the naturally occurring colors in sections of Iceland where there is sort of prominent river activity. And there are a couple that are, you know, sort of like secret homages to other pieces on Art Blocks that I thought were really beautifully executed. Maybe a couple more that are just, you know, colors that I thought worked well in this setup, but didn't necessarily have any deeper meaning than that.
And I do want to, if you're able to, I would love to hear a little bit more about the features that, you know, went into each of these pieces without talking about the rarity. Like, I'm interested to learn a little bit about the biome. You know, it almost reminds me of, you know, there's one that says mountains, another one that has farmland. And it reminds me of just being in a plane and looking down and kind of seeing, you know, the land from above. So I'm curious to know, like, your idea and how you went about selecting that.
Totally. I think the farmland one is probably the most compelling, because it has the most noticeable change in the visuals, and definitely inspired by seeing images of those center pivot irrigation farms that you sort of fly over from east to west coast. And so I wanted to incorporate that into the maps, but I didn't want them to all be farmland maps. I wanted there to be variety. So some of the other biomes, a mountain, you're going to see more curvy roads and more curvy elevation lines. For desert, you're going to see it's going to be flat, and the road grids are going to be very sort of right angle standard grids that you would see in parts of the sort of desert west. Arctic is going to have a much lower chance that there's going to be any roads or population at all because it's so remote. So those are some of the ways that the biome sort of factors into the other lists of features.
Right. And I'm curious to know if you're able to touch base a little bit about the treasure map. I know that's a limited number, and yeah. I guess it comes with an actual physical print. Would you prefer?
A X marks the spot dotted line graphic added. And what I'm hoping for with the treasure map is finding a way so that the first person to actually claim the treasure map from that specific mint will get a print. And I think at the moment I'm leaning away from it just being a print of this specific piece because, everybody's capable of saving out these as high res images and printing them themselves. So my current thinking is I'm going to take the result of that specific mint, the river shape, the road path, all that, but create a unique one of one for the person who sort of reaches out first from that purchase. So that it feels a little more special and there's just a little more sort of thought into making it stand out as a unique piece and not just a printout of this specific visual. I still have some details to work out.
Yeah. We'll definitely, so for everyone that doesn't know, Robert does have his own curated channel. So make sure you jump in there if you have any questions, share any mints. And with that being said, Robert, do you have anything else you want to add before we sign out?
No, I'm really excited to get this underway.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you here. Thank you so much, Robert.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.